can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
We welcome you inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell, who has his own lair where he watches all the tape. And today we're going to break down the tight ends, an ever-evolving position in the NFL.
What is a tight end, Bo?
That's a good question. Why don't you tell us?
Well, when you look at tight ends, you have to figure out, again, it comes down to what do you see the tight end being in your offense? Now, everybody, I'm sure, would like an explosive movement tight end who can get vertical and create big plays in the pass game. And there are some of those guys in the NFL. Now, the question is, can this same guy line up as an inline blocker? Let's say you're in your four-minute offense and you're trying to win a football game. Ultimately, a lot of these guys can do one or the other. There's not many who can do both. And often the guys who can do both are not great receivers.
Well, with that in mind, let's start with the more traditional tight ends, guys who can hold up on the line of scrimmage. Austin Seferian Jenkins from Washington is one of those guys.
Yeah, he's a huge dude now. He's probably, 6'6", 265, 270. And I think he's a very intriguing player because he gives you the ability to line up on the line of scrimmage, block in the run game, and he can split outside. I saw him watching film line up outside the numbers and beat corners. And that's what you're looking for. We saw that in Philadelphia with Zach Ertz. I'm sure it's one reason why he was taken by the Eagles with the 35th pick and why they were so excited that he was there, because they know they can create mismatches with a tight end like that. Not only for your tight end if you line him up outside, but it also then creates mismatches for other players depending on how the defense responds. So Austin Seferian Jenkins is one of those tight ends that you can line up on the line of scrimmage, run the football in a more traditional run game, and also detach him from your formation, where you can put him in a slot. You can put him out wide. You can use him as a movement tight end. So he gives you all those elements.
Does the same hold true for a couple of standouts in the Midwestern part of the country? Troy Nicholas from Notre Dame and C.J. Fedorowicz from Iowa.
Yeah, now Troy Nicholas is about 6'7", 270 pounds. Whew. And he actually moves pretty well. There were a couple of plays I saw this year. He caught a 60-yard touchdown pass where you would not have known he was 6'7", 270. Believe it or not, even though he's that big, he blocks a lot. He needs to get better at it, which is a technique thing, but he's obviously got the size to handle that, and I think he's an evolving receiver. Let's put it that way. Some might say he's a little straight line and a little stiff. Maybe that's okay because he's so big. My guess is you're not necessarily looking at him to run outside vertical routes, although from his tight end position, he can get down the seam. I think he, of all the tight ends in this class, he's not the best, but I think he's the most intriguing down the road tight end because of his size and because of his multiplicity of skills and therefore how he can be deployed and utilized.
And Fedorowicz is also a similar guy.
And, you know, maybe I was, you know, going a little crazy, but I saw Fedorowicz, who was underutilized in Iowa's pass game, because Iowa's a very pro NFL style offense, run game. Don't really throw to the tight ends a lot except for the real quick short stuff. But there were plays in which he was used as a vertical receiver, either seam or corner routes. And I don't know. Like I said, I don't want people to go nuts here, but I saw a little bit in his movement.
Of?
Go ahead.
No, you tell me. I'm trying to eke it out of
you. Right, right. You know, he was like a lowercase Gronkowski to me.
All right.
You know, not exactly the same, but I think as he gets utilized in the NFL, and he'll be utilized in a different fashion in the NFL, he'll be more of a receiver, I think that this kid has really untapped, that's the word I was looking for, untapped receiving ability.
All right, how about a later round guy, Arthur Lynch from Georgia?
Arthur Lynch was your classic blocker receiver. I have another comparison of who he reminded me of. You'll never get this one, so I'll just tell you. I thought he was sort of a lowercase Heath Miller.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Really?
No.
Okay. I think he's not quite as good, but I think he's one of those guys, very solid player in all areas. Another guy who I think maybe his receiving skill is a little untapped. Again, is not going to run away from safeties. He's not going to line up outside and beat corners. But I think that he's a guy that is very efficient in the way he plays, good in all areas of the game.
Now, one of the most intriguing players in this draft class, if you look just at the tape, he stands out maybe as a first or second round talent, Colt Lyerla, who played for Oregon, played for Chip Kelly. Now, of course, if you're going to draft him, you do a lot of homework about...
A lot of due diligence.
A lot of due diligence about off-the-field stuff, but strictly based on the tape, because we are indeed in the film room, what do you see from Colt Lyerla?
Big and athletic, surprisingly athletic, and I was so disappointed that he didn't get a chance to play this year. Obviously, issues that prevented that, but I was so looking forward to seeing him this year after I watched some of him last year, because here was a kid who I think without issues we'd probably be talking about him as a first round type talent because of his movement ability and his size. There's not a lot of guys like that. I think, and we haven't gotten to this guy yet, I think he's a better mover than Jason Morrow.
And very interesting. Let's talk about the guys who are really game changers in the passing game, and it starts, of course, with Eric Ebron from North Carolina.
Your classic detached tight end, lines up anywhere from the slot, flexed, split, great speed. For people who didn't get a chance to see it, they should take a look at his 71-yard touchdown against the University of Miami, where he caught the ball on a crossing route and he just ran away from the defense. If you didn't know he was a tight end, you'd say he's a wide receiver. He looks like a big wide receiver. He's the kind of guy, Bo, that when you watch him, many times you go, wow. Other times you say, I'd like to see a little more. And I'm curious to see if he's ready early on. And again, I don't know the kid at all, but he's clearly got the physical skill set to run any route. He could he can line up outside the numbers. He will be able to run routes against corners. He will beat safeties, linebackers he'll beat. He's terrific in the pass game, gives you multiple options.
And then how about Jason Morrow, who you already teased a little bit?
Yeah, Jason Morrow aligned in the slot on almost every single snap in college. And I think Jason Morrow, to me, when I looked at him, I thought he was a slightly more athletic Jason Witten. That's how I saw Jason Morrow, which is obviously very good.
Sure.
I think Amaro is not... He's not an explosive athlete the way Ebron is. He's a more fluid, smooth, deceptive athlete. He could also do more in the NFL. We might see an advancement and refinement of his skills, and he could become a somewhat more explosive receiver. That would not surprise me. The issue with him is he's big enough. He's about 260 pounds. I can't remember seeing him, unless maybe it was short yardage or once in a great while, but I can't remember many snaps in which he was on the line of scrimmage. And I think when you're 6'6", 260, you're going to get drafted. You're going to have to be taught how to block because they're going to put him there sometimes.
Sure.
That's what he's going to have to do in the NFL.
All right, our final move tight end, Richard Rodgers from Cal.
Yeah, and he, to me, was somewhat similar to Jordan Reed coming out of Florida last year.
Okay.
Rodgers a little bigger, Reed a little more explosive. But I think in terms of utilization in the NFL, you'd probably see them in a somewhat similar fashion. We here in Philadelphia know that Jordan Reed did a nice job as a receiver for the Redskins last year. Tough matchup. I think Richard Rodgers falls into that category. Like I said, not quite the explosive mover Jordan Reed is, but I think he's another guy who's a move tight end. You line him up in different spots. You can line him up on the line of scrimmage as well. That may not be his forte, but he can do that. But he's more of the detached move tight end.
All right. Well, the Eagles used a second-round pick on a tight end last year. If they draft another one this year, perhaps it will be one of the players who Greg Cosell just broke down right here on the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.